General Miller has long set out a goal of an 8,600-member troop force as being both a desired level and as the minimum needed to support the Afghan military, according to two defense officials. General Miller, a special operations officer by profession, has a reputation for whittling down military units and commands to trim the fat and best accomplish their mission. In the last year that he has led the Afghan mission, American troops have focused on seeking out leadership for Afghan forces who can better carry the burden of the war, while the U.S. can focus its resources on backing them up with air power. At the height of the war in 2010 and 2011, more than 100,000 American troops were stationed in Afghanistan, aided by tens of thousands of soldiers from NATO allies in what made up one of the biggest military coalitions in the world. Now, a further reduction in American forces would mean that the burden of training the Afghan military would fall more heavily on the roughly 8,500 NATO forces and other allies in the country. It is unclear, however, whether a reduction in American forces might lead to some reconsideration by NATO allies as well. In a recent interview with the New York Times, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg would not speculate on any reduction of troops, but added that NATO remains committed to the mission in Afghanistan. "We have adjusted that many times, and we will always assess exactly the way and the composition of our forces in Afghanistan," Mr. Stoltenberg said. The plan to shrink the force in Afghanistan comes as much of the world's attention has been focused on the retreat of American forces from the front line in Syria as Turkish-backed troops advance into the country. And in many ways, the changes in Syria and Afghanistan are linked. In December, in the aftermath of Mr. Trump's first announcement that American troops would be leaving Syria, he also demanded the withdrawal of 7,000 troops from Afghanistan. Mr. Trump's orders sent the Pentagon and the American command in the Middle East scrambling in an effort to persuade the president otherwise, officials say.